Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You are listening to Tax Able with Natasha Herron.
This is Tax Able with Natasha Herron. Season 1 is back to basics, and this is your foundation level of tax. There will be 12 episodes per season covering a multitude of taxes. I understand that tax is an extremely complex area, but I'll be breaking it down into bite-sized pieces so it's easy for you to digest, and hopefully, by the end of the season, I will get you interested and excited about tax for your business. Hello and welcome to Tax Able. Today's episode is, should you put a ring on it? As you've guessed, today we're talking about the tax benefits of getting hitched. Christmas has ended, but Valentine's Day is fast approaching. So if you are looking to drop a few hints to your significant other, I suggest you put this episode on a speaker. We'll be looking at marriage and civil partnerships. These are treated the same in tax law, and I'll be using the term spouse interchangeably for both. Did you know it's a common misconception that couples who live together for an extended period of time acquire the same rights as those who are married? Unfortunately, this isn't the case. So if you are thinking about taking the plunge, perhaps now is the time to do it. The first topic we'll be looking at is stamp duty land tax, and I'll be calling this SDLT. SDLT is chargeable when land or property is purchased in England. Commercial and residential properties each have different rates, and these are on the gov.uk website. If you've ever bought your own home, you'll know that SDLT is usually a significant cost, and most begrudge paying it. When you buy a residential property, you'll be subject to the normal residential rates, and potentially something called the higher rate for additional dwellings. This is a bit of a mouthful, so we call it the 3% surcharge. It's called this because it adds an additional 3% to each banding when working out a liability. This equals an additional 3% of the total purchase price. For example, if you're buying a property worth 1 million, the 3% surcharge will add an additional £30,000 to your liability. So it's not something to take lightly. There is an exemption available, and it's called the Main Residence Replacement Exemption. In simple terms, this means if you're selling your current home and replacing it with another home, the 3% surcharge will not apply. But when we're looking at two unmarried individuals who are looking to jointly buy a marital home, the 3% surcharge can sometimes be triggered. The timing is key. Let's look at an example. We have Tina and David. Tina owns her own flat and used to live in it, and David owns his house. They currently live at David's house, and Tina's flat is being rented out. They're looking to jointly buy a new home together. To fund the purchase, they're going to either sell both or one of the properties. For this example, let's just say that David's property is being sold. If the new home completes before they're married, the 3% surcharge will be triggered. This is because Tina hasn't made a disposal of a main residence, and her flat counts against her. Unfortunately, the 3% surcharge applies even though David has made a disposal. Essentially, Tina's situation taints their purchase. If the new home completes after they're married, the 3% surcharge is not triggered. This is because Tina can rely on her spouse's disposal. So for a property that's being purchased for 1 million, that's a 30,000 saving on their liability, and £30,000 they can put towards renovating their new house or going on a holiday. Next, we're going to look at if you have an investment portfolio, and by that I mean properties. You can look to change the ownership from single to joint. A transfer will usually trigger SDLT. However, some of the liability can be mitigated, as the 3% surcharge is not applicable when the transfer is made to a spouse. So happy days. The next tax we'll look at is capital gains tax. Capital gains are triggered when you dispose of assets. Well, what do I mean by assets? We're looking at properties, shares, crypto, art, and other similar assets. A gain is calculated on the uplift in value. By this, we mean the sales price minus any costs. There is a special exemption within the rules where a transfer is made to a spouse. So this means you can transfer properties or shares or art to your spouse and it will not trigger any capital gains tax. So that's great. The next tax we'll look at is income tax. There's a special allowance called marriage allowance. This allows one person to give up 10% of their personal allowance to their partner. Now, the personal allowance is $12,570 for this current tax year. So that means you can only transfer up to $1,257. Granted, that isn't a lot of money, but considering the times we're in and COVID has meant a lot of people are out of work or are earning less, every little helps. For this allowance to apply, both parties must be chargeable to tax at a basic rate. This means that both of you must be earning under $50,000. But ask your tax advisor if you think this should apply. Going back to investment portfolios, if you do have investment properties, you'll be receiving rental income. Did you know that married couples are automatically treated as jointly owning properties? So if you do want to change the ownership, an election is required. And by this, we mean you need to make a special election to HMRC. But why would you want to do this? Well, it's actually quite useful if one partner isn't working or is earning less. And you can amend the interest in the property so they receive more of the rental income. The rental income will then be taxed at a lower rate. Even though the household income is the same, you'll have more money in your pocket at the end of the day. Let's look at an example. We have Francis and Stuart. Francis is currently on paternity leave, and Stuart has a full-time job for which he is a higher earner. This means his income is taxed at a rate of 45%. He also has two investment properties, for which he receives rental income. If nothing happens, the rental profits will be subject to tax at a rate of 45%. However, they have the option to elect so that 80% of the rental income is actually received by Francis, who's currently not working or receiving any other income. By doing this, they're able to utilise Francis's personal allowance and his basic rate tax band. Basic rate tax is at a rate of 20%, which is significantly lower than the 45% that Stuart would incur. This is definitely something you should consider if you have investment properties. The next tax we're going to look at is inheritance tax. And you've guessed it, there's a special spousal exemption. This means that your assets will automatically pass to your spouse. And this is important as it could prevent the sale of the family home in order to pay an unexpected inheritance tax bill. But what about if you're too young to care about inheritance tax? Well, I do have a few tips which may help with your big day. Did you know an individual can give away a total of £3,000 worth of gifts each tax year without it being an issue for inheritance tax? This is known as your annual exemption. In addition to this, each tax year, you can give a tax-free gift to someone who is getting married or starting a civil partnership. The limits are £5,000 to a child, £2,500 to a grandchild or great-grandchild, or £1,000 to any other person. These are in addition to the annual exemption. So, if you are looking for a little bit of money towards your big day, I suggest you remind your parents, grandparents, family friends about these tax-efficient exemptions, as it may mean that you may end up with a little bit more assistance in the pot.
You are listening to Tax Able with Natasha Herron.
This podcast.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.